something that you have not heard from this pulpit in 5 years. So buckle your seatbelts. We finished up Philippians. It was talking about living the Christian life. So we started a short series called The Christian Life. And today we're going to talk about stewardship. Stewardship. Now, stewardship involves a lot more than your money. Certainly, it's a lot more than the whole tithing thing. For our purposes today, however, we're going to focus on giving as one of the most easily managed aspects of stewardship. Now, y'all just sang a song with me, and I'm going to repeat this verse, and if you know it, I want you to sing it out with me so you don't hear my voice, right? Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold, not a mite would I withhold. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for granting us everything that we have, every possession, every revenue, every job, every nickel. Everything is a gift from you, given to us for a purpose. Father, I pray as we look into your word today, we will understand how money is important in terms of worship. For that is the message that you have given us in Scripture. So we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, I know you all have your Bibles and you're poised and ready to go with your pencil and your highlighter. So let's turn to Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, we're going to pick up at the towards the end, verse 41. And so we're going to talk about this issue of money. How exactly are we managing God's money? I have not often talked on this subject, for I just felt like people who come will give. But when you do a series on Christian life strategies, you kind of have to get more specific. Because strategies are the exactly how do you go about doing this kind of things, not just the theological and the inspirational, but what's the mechanics of that? So what's what we want to try to get to today? So the first thing we have to understand is that everything that you have, let me say that again, everything that you have has been given to you, has been granted to you by God. Not for your benefit, although you do benefit from that, and he's fine with that. He's given it to you so that you might do the things that he has called you to do. In Ephesians, it says you are saved by grace through faith, not by works, so that none may boast. And we all know that one, and we love that verse, right? But it goes on to say, so that you can do the works that were prepared for you before the foundation of time. You have been saved by grace to do the things God set you forward to do. And the full counsel of Scripture is kind of clear that that which God calls you to do, God will enable you to do. And part of that has to do with giving. So that means that all you have been given has been given to you in trust to be managed as a follower of Christ and as example to the world. So how are we doing with God's provision? The first thing we understand is that our giving back to God is an act of worship. And the way you get this straight in your head is if you look at the Old Testament, if you look at the nation of Israel, what was the most fundamental part of their worship of God? Their most fundamental thing that related to the Jewish worship of Yahweh was bringing their sacrifice to the temple. And it wasn't just anything. It wasn't, you know, we're going to be selling the flock next week, but we got to go up to the temple and sacrifice. So let's pull out that little one and we'll take him for the sacrifice and we'll sell the good ones. No. The Bible is very clear. You take the best of your flock. That's what you take. So the whole concept of giving relates to this idea of sacrifice. God has granted you this flock, or God has granted you this income, or God has granted you whatever. So when you talk about stewardship, God has given it to you, your act of worship is giving part of it back to him. Because it recognizes that it came from him to begin with. So this whole idea of giving gets all mixed up in our money-central culture today. We have a Tuesday morning men's breakfast I've been going to for 20-some-odd years, and a new fella has joined us for the first time, and he's a strong advocate of that prosperity gospel. So we have really interesting discussions over our eggs and bacon. You know, he has been taught in wherever he churches that the more you give, the more you get blessed. So people who give more get blessed more. That's not what the Bible says. That's not what the Bible says. Because it looks at money as like putting money in the celestial soda machine. The more money you put in, the more sodas you get out. It's not what the Bible says. The amount you give is not the measure of how much you love God. It isn't. So we consider today the widow's mite. You've heard this story before. The widow's mite. So read with me if you will. And he sat down opposite the treasure, he being Jesus, and he watched the people putting money into the offering box. Now many rich people put in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and he said to them, truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. Jesus is trying to make a point here. So here's the context. In this day, there would be a very visible place for you to bring your offering. And it would be a box or boxes out in the open. And when you went to give your offering, the rich folks would make a big deal out of it. They would have their entourage, and one commentator said that they most likely would have, the very rich people would have a herald coming along, you know, make way for a rabbi, whatever, and they would make a big to-do about it so that when the person got up to the box, they would put in all this money and it would make a loud noise. Ta-da, look at me, I gave all this money. So that's the scenario, and people are coming, and Jesus sits down, and he's kind of watching this show, and along comes this woman, and you know the story is the widow's mite, and in the King James it says she put in a mite. A mite is just a word that just means the smallest possible. A mite, that's all that. It's actually, a lepton is the Greek word. It's the absolutely smallest coin in the day. Two leptons amounted to, what do you amount to, a penny.